This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to wrap up tonight's show with the 3-4-3.
3-4-3.
Three local stories, four headlines from around the world, and three things that made you smile about the game.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. It's time for the 3-4-3 on Atlanta Soccer Tonight. And as always, it's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines, three things that make me, Jason Longshore, smile about this game that I love so much. Let's start on the local side. Numero uno, Atlanta United 2, the season opener for the twos. Right around the corner, it's next Friday night in Kennesaw against New York Red Bulls 2. I can highly, highly, highly recommend making the trip up to Fifth Third Stadium for that one. If you want to see really good soccer up close, intimate atmosphere, and also see some of the future stars and maybe some of the current young stars of Atlanta United, make your way up to Kennesaw next week. Atlanta United 2 announced two signings today. One, not really a surprise, Ronan Wynn. He played with Atlanta United in preseason with the first team quite a bit. He would count as an international, and Atlanta United, as Garth Lagerwey and Chris Henderson have spoken about, don't have any international spots currently. He would need one, so he's going to sign a contract with Atlanta United too. He was drafted in the second round out of the University of Denver, originally from New Zealand, a player that I'm really impressed with. He was a reserve for the New Zealand U23s at the 2024 Paris Olympics, and I think he's got MLS ability. This is a way for him to continue to develop and get consistent playing time in MLS Next Pro. The twos also announced the signing of Nick Sesak, who, 24 years old, played in the Philadelphia Union Youth Development Academy, spent two seasons at the University of Pittsburgh, transferred to Indiana, where he played three seasons. He got the COVID year, so he got the fifth year in college. 58 games played at Indiana, started 52 of them, and he played the last 2 years in MLS Next Pro for Inter Miami 2. Saw him training at times with the first team in preseason as a fullback. So two potential fullback options for Atlanta United 2 for the 2025 MLS Next Pro season. And make sure you're following our kind of nephew, I guess, to Atlanta Soccer Tonight, the SDH Network, nephew, cousin, I don't know. We will have a preview pretty in-depth next week of the Atlanta United 2 squad and season. You're going to hear from a lot of familiar faces there. All right, let's get caught up on girls high school action. It's our number two item in the 3-4-3 on the local side. Scores from around the state. Greater Atlanta Christian, 5-0 winners at home over Dawson County. GAC stays unbeaten in 2025. Dooley County, they won 2-1 at Wheeler County. Lanier, they stay unbeaten, 5-0-0 with a 4-1 win at home over Providence Christian. South Forsyth, 5-0 win at home over Collins Hill. North Oconee, They go to 4-1-0 with a 7-0 road win over Madison County. Jefferson, they won at home 2-1 over Norcross, a team to watch when you talk about state title contenders. Rome, they won 4-1 on the road over Heritage Ringgold. Midtown, a 2-0 win at home over Riverwood. Brookwood go to 5-0 with a 5-1 win at home over Denmark, or on the road at Denmark. Northgate, they remain unbeaten with a 3-1 home win over Stars Mill. Let's bounce over to the boys' side. Hillgrove, a 1-0 win at Carrollton, first loss of the year for Carrollton. North Cobb, 3-1 win at home over Campbell. Landmark Christian, they stay undefeated with a 3-2 win at Whitewater. Cedartown, they remain undefeated as well, 6-2 win on the road at Coosa. Calhoun, first win of the season, 3-1 at home over Gordon Central. Wesleyan, 7-0 win at home over Holy Innocents. Norcross, 3-3 draw at Jefferson. Norcross won the post-game penalty shootout. Druid Hills, they won 2-1 at Maynard Jackson. Parkview, a 2-0 win at Buford. Johnson Gainesville, 7-0 win at home over Cherokee Bluff. Johnson Gainesville, the Knights, they went up to Dalton on Friday night. Really good game, but Dalton got the win in that one. Johnson, after losing two in a row, they get their second win of the season tonight. South Forsyth, 1-0 win at home over Collins Hill. LaGrange, 3-0 win on the road at Upson Lee. Sequoia, 3-0 win at home over Forsyth Central. North Forsyth, they got a win at home over East Hall. Berkmar, they won 2-1 at Discovery. Bremen, 2-0 win on the road at Cartersville. Lassiter, a 5-0 win at home over Etowah. I was trying to get the other game, and I don't have a final on it here for you with Riverwood and Midtown. That one ended just a little bit ago. All right, it's Atlanta Soccer tonight. It's the 3-4-3. We're into the headlines, the four section of the 3-4-3, the midfield, if you will. CONCACAF Champions Cup updates. Miami, they advance. They won 3-1 tonight, walloping Kansas City in Fort Lauderdale. They won 4-1 on aggregate. Messi with a volleyed goal there. LAFC and Colorado, 0-0 in the 42nd minute as we speak. 2-1 on aggregate the way of Colorado. This game's being played at BMO Stadium in Los Angeles, but LAFC have not been able to find anything on the offensive side yet. So Colorado holding on in the 42nd minute. Tomorrow, Cincinnati, they'll try to put things away against Motagua with a big lead. RSL scoreless against Herediano in leg one in Costa Rica. Second game in Utah. That will be tomorrow at 8:30 p.m. or 9:30 p.m. And Seattle with a big lead. They will host Antigua of Guatemala. That's a 10:30 kick tomorrow night. Thursday, Vancouver, they will host Saprissa to close out round one of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. Number two on the headlines, the Copa del Rey semifinals today. Absolutely ridiculous 4-4 draw at Leti. They came back from two goals down after they went up two goals early. Yeah, I'll get through the math here in a second. The second leg will be in Madrid on April 2nd. Julian Alvarez, Antoine Griezmann, they gave Atleti the 2-0 lead in the first 6 minutes. Barcelona made it 2-2 by the 21st minute. Goals from Pedri and Pau Cubarsí. Iñigo Martinez, he gave Barcelona the lead in the 41st minute. Robert Lewandowski, looks like he puts the game away to make it 4-2 in the 74th minute. But Atleti, they weren't done. Marcos Llorente scored in the 84th. That made it 4-3. And Alexander Sorloth leveled it in the 93rd minute. One of the more ridiculous games you will see. 4-4. Between Atletico Madrid and Barcelona. That's just leg one of the Copa del Rey semifinal. April 2nd will be leg two, and that'll be in Madrid. Number three, let's stay on the cup side of things. Third division, Arminia Bielefeld. They upset Bundesliga side Werder Bremen 2-1 in the German Cup quarterfinals this afternoon. Just single legs here, not double legs. Third Bundesliga team that Arminia Bielefeld has knocked out of the cup this season. This is a team that you might remember from George Bello making his move to Europe initially with Arminia Bielefeld. They were relegated out of the Bundesliga in 2022 that season. They fell to the third division in 2023. That's where they stay, but three Bundesliga teams knocked out in this competition. They're going to have to knock out another one in the semifinals. That draw will get completed with the final game in the quarterfinals tomorrow. Number four on the headlines, a big, big game tomorrow night. She Believes Cup. It's essentially a final. This is a round robin tournament, but it's the United States and Japan in San Diego. U.S. women's national team must win. Japan has superior goal differential. The U.S. won 2-1 on the weekend against Australia. Japan won big against Australia, and they won big against Colombia. Going to be a really fun one. And for a team in the U.S. that needs games that have meaning to them, this one does. This one's got pressure on it. This will be a really fun one. 10:30 Eastern time kickoff. It's worth staying up for to see a lot of young players. The youngest lineup for the U.S. women's national team in their second game in this competition since 2001. So all the young talent on display. 10:30 kick tomorrow night. You can watch it on TBS or the Max app in English, Universo, or on the Peacock app in Spanish. Let's close things out in the 3-4-3. Three things that make me smile about this game that I love so much. Number one, Inter Atlanta. They are launching a top soccer program for the first time. This is going to be a free program for kids with intellectual, emotional, or physical disabilities. It'll be on Sundays starting on March 16th for 5 weeks. 100% free. Participants will get a free jersey, free ball, free shin guards. For more information on this program, check out interatlantafc.com/topsoccer. Really happy to see Inter Atlanta launch this program. Other clubs in the Metro Atlanta area have it as well. Happy that another club is offering it to kids who need this kind of an outlet and will now get it at Inter Atlanta at the Arizona Avenue fields. Number two, things that make me smile. Perseverance. Talked about it in the first segment. Ronnie Dylott talked about it in terms of resilience. It was missing from Atlanta United at times over the past couple of seasons. I think we saw it very late last season. We saw it in game one this season. When you concede a lead twice, have the lead, it comes back to a draw twice. That's a gut punch. That's difficult. You might not get back up off the mat. This Atlanta United team did. That makes you smile. Edwin Mosquera, with the goal that he had, it absolutely makes me smile. Maybe a super sub for this Atlanta United team. When you have Miguel Almiron and Saba Lobjanidze, who can run you into the ground on the wings, and then you bring in Mosquera, who never saw a 1v1 opportunity that he didn't like. It might be 1v2 and he still likes it. 1v3, he still likes it. When he dribbled towards the 18 on Saturday and he dropped his shoulder to go to the right, I knew he was shooting. I didn't know where it was going to end up, but I knew he was shooting. Brilliant goal, very similar to the one we saw at Red Bull Arena last season. But this time, it stood up and it counted and it won the match for Atlanta United. And number three, surprises make me smile. I think we saw a good number of them around MLS in week one. San Diego, San Jose. We saw Columbus with a bit of a surprise, some offensive firepower in a team that we weren't sure that had it. Cincinnati with a little bit of a surprise. Philadelphia with a very big surprise. Lots of surprises in week one. It's something that we love about Major League Soccer. It makes it very interesting and it keeps you on your toes as you watch this league. And look, it makes it really difficult to go out and win. Atlanta United did in week one. We'll find out on Saturday if they can do it again on the road this time in week two. Pre-game coverage from Charlotte, North Carolina, 1 o'clock on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Kickoff will be closer to 2:15. Mike Conti and myself will be at Bank of America Stadium. I am very sure that there will be a lot of Atlanta United fans making the trip up I-85. Y'all drive safe. We will be with you from the stadium on Saturday. Hopefully you'll be with us on the radio or on the app. Have a good rest of the week. Adios, everybody.